Greetings, everyone, live from New York, actually live from Pacifica Foundation. We're on with the Racism and Sexism Committee meeting. It's Friday, December 19th. I want to, first of all, wish everyone a very, very joyous, peaceful, contemplative, reflective, and wonderful holiday season, regardless of what you celebrate. And let's just really work hard and do whatever we can to make the next year better than the last years we've been having. Let's make it one of the best years possible, and one that is definitely truly about peace and love and inclusion and diversity. Thank everyone. I want to thank everybody on the call. I know that the end of the year, things are getting really tight in terms of your time. So it is, I really, really appreciate that you are here tonight. Yosh, would you like to start off with taking the roll call?
Certainly. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune. Evelyn. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Mitchell Cohen. Mitchell. Lisa Davis.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy, Soraya Sayadi, Soraya, Joe Wanzala, Joe, Yosh Yamanaka is here. We have five, Madam Chair, and we need six per quorum, so we're one short of quorum.
Right. What I would like to propose to do, because even with quorum, this was going to be a short meeting. Just to explain to everyone, at the last meeting, and we had the chance to, although we did not make quorum at that meeting either, but we did go into a committee of the whole, and we had the chance to have some representatives from the COI, and unfortunately, we were only able to get the New York, people from the New York area for that particular call, but we did have a very, very, I thought, a very, very important, robust conversation with some concrete ideas in terms of how this committee and the COI can work together, maybe help to implement some strategies, some surveys, but helping the COI that could be used throughout the network gather certain information, you know, that they've been tasked with gathering. And after that, at that call, it was decided that we would form a task force to, you know, put together some ideas, you know, maybe some rough draft surveys if they are accepted that could be presented to, like, the various candidates that run for the LSB and even throughout the network. But however, so I volunteered to be on the task force. Kathy Davis did, and so did Rayla Forrest. However, right after that meeting, as is what happens, your personal life can start kicking up on you. And just some things that just really took my time, required all of my concentration, a couple of unforeseen emergencies. So we did not get the chance to really meet and put forward the effort that I would have hoped we would have done by now so that we could have made this meeting very productive. So what I'm going to ask, since I have most people on the call, is to say let's call for a meeting in January. I know in January new directors will be elected at some point, so I would really like to try to have this meeting the first week in January before, you know, new directors are elected, just so we can, you know, kind of complete some things that we started with this committee. And I'm going to go right now to the KPFTX calendar to try to get a date that is good for us folks on this call.
Wesley.
Oh, hi, Wesley again. So you came on twice. You don't count toward quorum, huh? little humor. My jokes are really off.
I was trying to get a hold of Greg Dennis.
Excuse me. All right, my jokes are really bad right now. Okay, so if we're looking at the first week of January 2009, certainly we do not want January 1st or 2nd. I'm going to throw out some dates. Monday, January 5th is open. Tuesday, January 6th. I know at some point people get into electing new directors. So do any of these dates sound good for people, Tuesday, January 5th? Monday, January 5th or Tuesday, January 6th?
I'm fine with those days.
Oh, okay.
We got a meeting that day.
On January 6th?
The 6th.
Well, this, that's WPF.
Sorry, Lee, sorry.
Oh, no problem. That's PFW that has a meeting on the 6th? AC?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay. What about Monday the 5th? Is that good for people?
Maybe you should post PFW's. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm speaking out of turn, Madam Chair. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you can go on. You can go on.
Yeah. Could you kindly post W's LSB meeting so there?
You know, I'll post it right now since I am here. So what is Monday the 5th good for everybody then, January 5th? If I don't hear any objections, I will make the meeting for the 5th.
I thought AC said the 5th. What did he say?
The 6th.
Right, Tuesday the 6th.
Okay.
Right, but I'm going to post a WPFW LSB meeting for Tuesday the 6th, January 6th. I'll just post it in here. And then the Racism and Sexism Committee meeting I'll post for Monday, January 5th, if that's okay by everybody.
That's okay.
Okay. Now, what am I creating a new event? Let me just do this real quickly. And also, what I would also like to have happen at that meeting, let me just ask you something, a little segue, not to put anybody from the Governance Committee on the spot, but, Nia, you said that you, didn't you all have a meeting this week, or?
There was nobody there. I got on, and I got off at 8:42, I think. Otis is not on the call. And I got off. There was nobody there.
Okay. All right. What time is your meeting starting on Tuesday the 6th?
I don't know. Usually it starts about 6:30 or 7.
Okay, so I'll just put 6 o'clock WPFW.
Well, you better make
WPFW LSB.
Lisa, you better make it 6:30. Yeah, AC said they start at either 6:30 or 7. If you make it at 6, half the people are going to be waiting quite a while if it's actually going to.
Okay, I'll put it at 6. But I was just kind of doing it to block the calendar, to lock that in. And it's a live meeting, okay. Location, I do not know. Location is going to be Washington, D.C. I just want to lock that in so people won't schedule something for that day. And then I'll go on and lock in the 5th for our meeting, for Racism and Sexism Committee meeting right now. Well, one of the things, again, we had put forward some proposals, actually, with the last year's committee, and they've just been kind of, for whatever reason, lack of a better word, a little bit of the Pacifica log jam, and you know, because we did put forward proposals for language for the code of conduct, and I know I thought at some point that the governance committee was also working on, like if people did have complaints, just in general, not even necessarily something that this committee would handle, but there needs to be, I think, procedures in place if people have issues or complaints about something, especially people on the board, with how do they go about handling these complaints. And I know there's been so many unforeseen things going on, so this is not about pointing any fingers, but that's where we're kind of tied down a little bit. So maybe one of the things we can figure out is to, you know, how to move it along if we have to kind of, you know, step it up. But that's where we've been. And then, of course, we know the HR director. We don't have one right now. And, of course, it has always been the goal of this committee to work with the HR director and to make sure that our policies and procedures were in line with the HR director, you know, as well as the legal counsel. So these were some unforeseen things. But we have, you know, had some racism, anti-racism training. You know, we have to begin to examine other training as well. And we have begun to try to take some proactive steps with the COI. And I cannot talk and do this and input this meeting stuff at the same time. But I'll just wait until we get off and then I'll do it. So these are, you know, some positive steps. And definitely it is my goal by the next meeting, January 5th, to be able to at least say, here is some concrete proposal, some concrete language or surveys or something that we would like to put forward as a recommendation from this committee, asking the PNB to adopt this or to help to, you know, make this available for other committees, should everybody agree that this is something good, so that we can be, you know, again with the COI to, you know, have something kind of standard. It's one thing to always say, go out and do this and do this with diversity, but when you don't have mechanisms in place, it makes it a little difficult. So does anybody have anything? And also, I would like to also work toward, and I will help do this, toward gathering the minutes for the meetings. I know, Yosh, you have not been on all the calls, but on the calls you have been on, if you did submit, if you could resubmit, and we will talk about that more, and to get, you know, the minutes and have this kind of wrapped up by January 5th.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Right. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add or any comments or anything like that?
Right to defend yourself.
Did somebody say something?
That you would expect for yourselves. And one last thing.
I think that's Otis in the background, Lisa.
Oh, okay. All right, Otis in Margarita Land.
I think he's talking about a duel. I thought they didn't have gun duels in Texas anymore.
What is like,
defend yourself?
Right, and I'm like, I'm trying to do the best I can.
okay, Yosh. I didn't
right.
want to say what the content was, but Yosh, you put it out there, Yosh.
I have an Alfred Hitchcock theme flashing through my mind right now that something happened and we'll all be some kind of witnesses or whatever on this call and this stream and everything.
Not on a live stream from Pacifica, please. Next thing you know, Homeland Security is here. Shut us down.
Wesley? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Wes. I remembered a while back, I thought you were mentioning something about a report or whatever that you were going to be looking into that you knew somebody worked on pertaining
right.
to.
I made contact with that person, and it should be coming shortly. Can I have what address you would email address, or shall we do that on the phone, or?
Oh yeah, we can do that offline. But just for the people on the call and the people out there in Pacific Atlanta, if you would just like to say one more time what the report entailed, because it seemed like it was pretty interesting. Not to put you on the spot, but from what you can recall.
Actually, this was formulated before I was on the board, and I had only glanced over it one time. But this lady is an academic and is top notch and very very wise for her years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will get that to you. I'm in contact. I'll get that to you, and you can peruse it yourself and see if anything can be used.
That would be so great. Thank you so much. Does anybody else have anything else they would like to add to this before we hang, before we conclude at 9:06 Eastern Standard Time?
You make the case that he is already unable to effectively govern?
Well, I think my position was pretty clear.
I think is that the other conversation that's going on? Okay. Well, if I don't hear any, again, I just want to say to everybody, again, happy holidays to the directors on the call. I know you guys have been having a heck of a ride. I can't really say hell on the stream, can I? Yeah, I heard that, but and I know how hard it is that you can work, but it's a worthy cause. I can't think of a cause worthier than making sure that underrepresented communities have access and to documenting some of the greatest struggles and victories that have come from those who stood up to challenge what was wrong. And then again, to everybody, have a joyous, wonderful, peaceful holiday season, and let's make it great all year long next year.
Thank you. You too, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hey, Yosh. Are you still there, Yosh?